This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The issue of journalistic ethics continues to make news, even a couple of weeks after the New York Times revealed that one of its reporters, Jason Blair, had fabricated details and plagiarized quotations in his stories. The latest revelation by the Times is that one of its Pulitzer Prize-winning reporters, Rick Bragg, took credit for reporting that was done by an assistant. As NPR's Robert Smith reports, the common journalistic practice of using researchers and freelancers to gather details is now coming under scrutiny.
Rick Bragg's report on oyster fishermen in Apalachicola, Florida, has the kind of beautiful writing that made him famous. He paints the picture of the white egrets that slip like paper airplanes just overhead. He describes the jumping mullet that belly flop with a sharp clap into the steel-gray water. The story really takes you there. The issue is that Bragg was barely there himself. As an editor's note last week in the New York Times made clear, Rick Bragg only visited the town briefly, and the reporting was done by an unpaid and uncredited assistant, J. Wes Yoder. Kelly McBride, who teaches journalism ethics at the Poynter Institute in Florida, says that what Bragg did was common journalistic practice, but a reader doesn't know that.
You feel betrayed when you figure out that he didn't go there. And that's where the credibility falls down. So if there was just a tagline that could describe how a story was reported, it would erase all of those problems.
But that just isn't done all the time. In a phone interview with NPR, Bragg defended the story, saying that it's not the New York Times policy to credit freelancers, and that he trusted all the information reported by Yoder. And every news outlet handles such a situation differently. Many magazines such as Time and Newsweek list all the people who helped gather information for a report. But at other papers, the name in the byline gets all the credit. At National Public Radio, reporters sometimes include interviews in a story that have been recorded by producers or freelancers. That person is usually not credited on the air. The sudden scrutiny of this practice comes, of course, because of the heightened sensitivity after the fabrications of Jason Blair. Jay Rosen, a journalism professor at New York University, says that reporters used to be able to assume a level of trust on behalf of their readers.
That just doesn't exist in the same way anymore, in part because people can ask journalists many more questions now in an interactive age, and there's way more public criticism of the news media because of the internet and other things. And so all of these things that the profession used to be able to simply handle for itself are now going to have to be publicly explained. And that's not a crisis. It's actually a maturation of journalism.
Newsrooms and journalism chat rooms on the internet are now all abuzz with these questions. Should you credit every fact that you use in a story? Should you make it clear who got it and when and how? What if you get an idea for a news story from another newspaper? Should they get credit? And will all this attribution make news stories boring? Ethics teacher McBride says the debates aren't settled yet, but she has some advice. She asked journalists to put themselves in the place of the reader.
The more they see how we do gather the news, the more the readers say, well, if you just told me that, I'd be fine.
As for Rick Bragg, he's on a 2-week suspension from the New York Times, and he told the Washington Post's Howard Kurtz that he would quit the paper soon. He would not comment on his future to NPR, but he did say when this is all over, if his biggest fault was that he overused a stringer, he can live with that. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.